You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? Are you ready for one of the hottest shows I have done in a long time? Life is hard, and we roll the easy way, but check this out, man. I am very excited to announce the guest that we have, and I'm doing it like right away, bam, right off the bat. And I have to turn this off because that's not going to work. So basically, the guest we have today, guys, as you know, we've been promoting it like crazy. His name is Jonathan Budd, and he is the co-founder of what I like to think of as the next Facebook. It's called Ripplin, R-I-P-P-L-N. And imagine talking, it's like this, imagine talking to someone like Mark Zuckerberg before Facebook blew up. Ripplin has close to 1 million members in a matter of 10 weeks already. Their Facebook's blowing up, and it's the first real, by the way, that's our mascot in the background, that's Sky Nibbles. If you guys hear the tweeting, he likes to kind of go along with the show, that's my co-host. Make sure you check out the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, to check out Sky and all the cool things he's up to. But man, I am ecstatic. I'm excited. I'm stoked. I'm just so happy to really announce this guest, because it's really big. It's actually big for me, for the Hollywood It Guy, to have him on the show, to really be able to let you guys know about this new technology. You know, we do our segment, Secrets of Social Media, SOS, with Michael Precise, and we tell you all the cool secrets of social media, what's going on. It's just so hot that we're able to give you guys this information. So if you guys don't know, go to Eric Zuli blog. You'll see everything that's been posted. Eric Zuli blog has everything. Go to WTV. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting. It's all over the place, and we're really excited to announce him. Also, guys, I just got back. I don't know if you saw, but if you check me out on Wire Image, I'm with my man Ernie Singleton, former president of MCA Records. Pretty much every record executive you could possibly think of in the game. Every major person was in Beverly Hills yesterday. Was it yesterday? I don't even know. I don't know what days are what and what's going on anymore, but it was either yesterday. I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. Yes, I think it was the day before yesterday. And it was called the 2013 6th Annual Toast to Urban Music Executives. And, man, I got to chill with my boy Ernie Singleton, Steve Lobel. If anybody knows who Steve Lobel is, congratulations on your honor, by the way, my man. He got awarded. Steve Lobel's managed people like Bone Thugs and Nipsey Hussle and Iaz, and he's responsible for Bone Thugs, so that should kind of tell you enough. I've known Steve for a long time. I got to link up with a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, and it was a lot of fun. So if you guys want to go check that out, you can go to The Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com, see the episode. Go to HollywoodItGuy.com, see the blog post, a lot of cool pictures, a lot of cool things to check out. And we're going to be doing contests pretty soon, guys, where you can come walk a carpet and do it the easy way with us, meet these people and everything. But we're going to go ahead and pop on one of our wonderful sponsors here real quick. You guys know about Havana Watches, and I'm telling you, man, I've had so many people come up to me and ask me about my watch that I'm wearing on my wrist. If you see that watch on all the press and all the stuff, whatever, that's a Havana watch. You guys got to check it out, HavanaWatches.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yes, sir, guys. So make sure get yourself a Havana watch. We can go ahead and pop on Saint Tone, which is a band that I work with, and then you can check me out on July 5th in Westminster. We're going to be, I'm actually going to be performing. I'm a rapper in the band. It's really awesome. So if you guys hear the music in the background, you like it, this song is actually called King of Me. Make sure you check it out. So I'm going to bring on somebody here real quick, guys. Her name is Lori. Lori's actually the person that got me involved in Ripplin. And you always got to introduce the middle person. And let me tell you guys, if you have any situations, don't ever, ever, ever cut up the middle person. Because I'm telling you, if you want to do it the easy way, that's what I do. Everybody wants to know. Everybody comes up to me and goes, man, how do you work with all these people? And how do you do this? And how do you do that? I never cut out the middle person. I always do good business. I always make sure, even if I haven't talked to that person for a year straight and something happens, I go back to that person a year ago and say, guess what? This is what happened. You know what? I get 50 times more. Just by being, you know, being a good person and making sure that you, I mean, that's just what you should do anyways. That's God's way. Lori, are you there? Lori.
Hi.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, Eric. I am. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not cracking you up too much, am I?
No. This is amazing to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're supposed to say yes. They say, I'm hurt now. Now my whole feelings and my personality is going to be all low because Lori said I'm not making her smile
laugh.
And there we go. That's better. Now my personality's back. Yay, I'm happy. How you doing, Lori? Well, thank you so much. You know, you guys, I want to introduce you to Lori. Lori's one of my friends on Facebook, and I've met her a couple times hanging out. She's in Orange County. And out of random, just out of nowhere, I get this email. Oh, I'm sorry. I get this message on Facebook. And it shows you the beauty of Facebook, the power of Facebook. Use it. Social media power. Yeah. Lori contacted me, and she's like, hey, you need to check this out. And I was like, oh, God, you know, I get hit up and pitched a lot for things like this. But it was a good time. God made the timing. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to check it out, whatever. I checked it out, and I was like, this is pretty cool. And I knew it. I knew it the second I saw that video, and I knew what they were doing and then how many members they had and what they had going on. I was like, okay, I got to get involved in this. So I got involved in something called Ripplin, R-I-P-P-L-N. You can go to Easy, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Ripple. .com if you want to know more information. But I got involved with this thing called Ripplin, and I went to town on it. And you guys are going to be meeting pretty soon, and because of the lady that's on the phone, right? I'm in the studio on the phone. I messed it up. Yes, she's on the phone. She's not in the studio. But she is actually the reason I'm actually going to be interviewing this guest that's coming on, which is the co-founder of the whole situation. And believe me, there's a lot of really cool stuff that is involved. And I don't know what I can go into or what I can't. So we'll talk to him and see what's going on, what cool things we can find out that nobody knows, and do it the easy way. But we just wanted to personally say thank you, Lori. You know, it was really cool of you to, you know, not only did you get me involved in a social network situation, but you introduced me to the owner, like the co-founder. I mean, that's so big. That's like knowing somebody that knows Mark Zuckerberg and go, hey, yeah, here's Mark Zuckerberg. You know, so I just wanted to say I appreciate you on the show, and I know I talk a lot. Now go ahead and tell us how you're feeling.
Thanks, Eric. Gosh, you know, it's amazing just some of the things that have been happening over the last couple months. And, you know, I appreciate being here and connecting with you and the story you're telling about, you know, how things happen just at the right time. It just seems to go hand in hand with how Ripplin works. I mean, it's just, it never ceases to amaze me day by day. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just reaching out, I knew it had to be the right time. And just with everything that you're involved in, Eric, it just seemed to make sense. And, you know, I knew that you and Jonathan needed to talk. And, you know, I'm just happy I could be there and connect at the right time and be here, period. It's just a massive movement.
Let me ask you a question, Lori. How dangerous do you think it's going to be, in a positive way, me and Mr. Jonathan talking?
Mr. Jonathan talking? This is
unprecedented.
Me and Mr. Jonathan
getting together and doing it the easy way.
Yeah, the synergy and the power of what's going to happen, you know, after this and just with everything that they're doing and you're doing, Eric, it's an incredible match. I mean, it's very dangerous.
And we're looking forward to finding out how dangerous this is going to be. So we're going to bring Mr. Jonathan on here. And since this is like Back When, this song is called Back When, it's in the behind the scenes here. And you gotta hit the music, give him the right proper introduction. Drum roll! That doesn't sound that good. But, alright guys, without further ado, we got the co-founder of Ripplin himself, Jonathan Byrd!
Yo, Eric.
Hey, my man, what's going on? Blessed to have you on the show, brother.
That's how I feel, my friend, just enjoying the sunshine and living life. Great to be here, my man.
Well, I am jealous because we have a little bit too much sunshine here. I'm cooking. I feel like I'm in an egg, like an egg in the incubator right now. Like I'm literally sweating on my laptop right now. It's like so hot. You're in San Diego, right?
Get on down to San Diego, bro. Cool, 75 degrees.
Okay, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. That's, you know, it's a, but so it's beyond hot, just like Ripplin is. I mean, I don't know where to begin, man. I don't know where to begin. Like, there's so many places. Let me start like this. What do you think the fans would want to know? If the fans could get a hold of you directly and ask you questions, since I know you're very interactive with the fans, what do you think that they would want to know?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing everybody wants to know, which is really, you know, what is it and how can this affect my life? How can this impact my life? You know, what could this do for me? And, you know, I think asking that question about Ripplin right now could change a lot of people's lives because we really are at the start of a social revolution. You know, we really are at the start of something that has not been done before, period, and end of story. And, you know, I think we never really expected a million people to show up in 10 weeks. I'll be flat out honest, right? When we were dreaming real big, we were thinking, wow, you know, imagine if there was 300,000 people. And our goal was 100,000 people. And we felt pretty confident that, you know, based on the concept and a lot of what we've been working on prior to this, that 100,000 people was reasonable. But literally when 300,000 people showed up in 2 weeks, you know, we realized that this was an idea whose time has come, that there's something more going on here, that it's more a mission, it's more a movement than I believe it is a company. And, my friend, we're really just getting started, so I'm super excited to be here. I appreciate you, Eric, and all that you do, and I'm really looking forward to sharing a lot more on this on the show.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing a lot more. Lori, since you introduced us, I'm going to let you take the mic for about 5 minutes. And you get to be the host of the show. Talk to
Yay.
Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you?
Lori. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's unbelievable just being here right now with you and Eric and Ripplin. And, you know, I keep telling the story over and over again about, you know, how I got drawn into Ripplin and then connecting with Eric Zuli. And, you know, everything has its timing in my eyes. And now when I talk about Ripplin as far as how fast it's building, and to me it's actually, it's kind of a live organism. I mean, it kind of takes on a life of its own, and it's so hard to explain that to people out there. But, you know, it's to the point right now where you almost can't avoid what's happening and what people are seeing. And I just, you know, I'm just amazed to be here still every day. And it's just such a huge opportunity to be with you guys, working with you guys on this. So I'm really appreciative.
So you have no questions because you're supposed to be a host.
Oh, I am a host. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're the host. You got 2.5 more minutes to be the host of the show.
Okay. All right. Wait a second. Okay. All right, Jonathan. Then tell me what you think the impact of what we're opening up in a matter of probably hours by now. Can I talk about the Blitz campaign? Can I ask you about the Blitz campaign?
Absolutely, Lori.
Tell me what you think the impact will be, this new tool that you guys have opened up for us to just kind of open up the floodgates to really kind of shout it out at the top of the mountain of what will happen after this, everybody gets a handle on this tool and start blitzing the world.
Well, absolutely. Quick backstory, too, just so there's a little context. You know, what Ripplin is.
Yeah, you know, I was
going
to say, too, before we go into that, I think there's probably a lot of listeners that really don't know what Ripplin is besides a cool name and a lot of members on it. Maybe we should talk a little bit about what exactly Ripplin is and what the premise of it is, and then we can talk
I'm
about
right
that book.
I'm right there, buddy.
That's why
I'm
you're the host here. I'm handing it back off.
So, you're my co-host.
If anybody's ever shared an app before, or anybody's ever invited a friend to Facebook before, or anybody's ever you know, taken an Instagram photo and shared that, or taken a Snapchat, or, you know, gotten on Voxer and invited a friend, you know, unbeknownst to us, what we're doing is we're starting a ripple. You know, the effect of that actually extends far beyond what any of us even know. And the analogy that we use all the time is, you know, imagine if you rewind the clocks just 10 years and you're back in the Harvard dorm room with Mark Zuckerberg and at that campus. You know, could you have imagined if you were one of those students and you received that first email from Mark saying, hey, come check out this site, Facebook, that 10 years later, your ripple effect on the world would equal a billion people. A billion people in less than a decade. But that's exactly how it grew. It went person to person to person to person, first starting at Harvard and then other colleges and then beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. And as we were analyzing and looking at the marketplace and just watching how things grow today, you know, you're really seeing these crazy trends happening where consumers are driving the value in the marketplace for companies, right? How did Snapchat get an $800 million valuation last week? They weren't advertising. That was people who were sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing the app. How did Facebook get a, you know, $100 billion IPO? That wasn't because they ran a bunch of TV commercials. It was because people shared and shared and shared and shared and shared. And so what we realized was, A, number one, that your ripple effect on the world is more valuable than you can imagine. That when you tell somebody about a new product, a new app, a new service, a new website, or whatever the heck it may be, that you have a real discernible ripple effect, and it's more valuable than you can imagine. And number two, nobody is giving you transparency into what that ripple effect is. Nobody's actually showing you, hey, how much value are you creating in the marketplace? Nobody's giving you transparency into how your ripple spread. And so that was sort of the core premise where we were like, we need to solve this problem. Like, people deserve to get rewarded for the value that they're driving in the marketplace, and people deserve to see the impact that they're having in the world that they don't even know about anytime they share something. And so that was the premise of the Ripple platform. And what we've been working on pretty much for the last 12 months behind the scenes, like total insane, crazy worker bees, is the creation of all of this technology. And that's what we launched April 12th in Dallas, was the Ripple platform, so that somebody can now sign up to Ripple for free. They can share right now just the Ripple website, because we haven't introduced the apps yet, but they can share just Ripple as a whole and actually track how that social graph spreads across the world. And that's where a million people have pretty much come from in the last 10 weeks. And what's shocking to us is that all we really put out there was this idea. All we really said was, hey, who's interested in actually getting paid, getting rewarded for the value that you're creating in the marketplace anyway? Who believes that you should be rewarded if you're the one creating value for other companies? And that concept just blew up, Eric. It just totally took off. And now everything we do is about supporting all the people who believe in this mission, who have put their, you know, their faith in us and their trust, and who really see a movement forming where, you know, we the people are going to reclaim some of that hundreds of billions of dollars that is flowing through the technology companies that we primarily built. It was really us who drove that value, who drove those messages, who really drive those companies, and it's our time. It's our time to really, you know, participate and share in the rewards that we create. And so this is the beginning of the Ripple movement, and there's really never been a company like this before, and it's so exciting where we can take it from here, because it's like one big organism, one big community of sort of, you know, entrepreneurial spirited people who really want to be a part of something amazing at the beginning and making it happen. So I'm pumped, my friend.
So it sounds to me like this is one of the first applications in social networks that really incentivizes, am I saying that right? Gives you incentives for being a member and for referring people and for basically just telling people. Can we go a little bit more into detail exactly what those incentives are and what they're going to be?
Absolutely, partner. So basically, you know, this is cash rewards.
Did you just say partner? I'm your partner?
Right.
You know,
Hey,
wow.
Man,
I gotta go to a commercial break really quick here because I gotta like recoup myself here. So I know how big this is, and when we come back, we're gonna. Oh, whoa, that's beyond. When we come back, he's gonna tell us what the incentives are. So real quick, guys, we're gonna tell you a little bit about the EOTM Awards coming up here on August 4th with your boy, Mr. EZ, the Hollywood It Guy, will be co-hosting. We'll be right back.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vera Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barter, Matt Martin, Eric Zulli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookhouse, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barter, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think Celebrate Entrepreneurs Big.
Hashtag all those different people. Wow. You know what's funny, too, is that voice, that the tone of voice is, like, so perfect. And I want to know who that voice is. And you never meet the voice. So we're back, but by the way, guys, Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Networks. We're with the co-founder of Ripplin, one of the new hottest social networks and applications. And Jonathan Budd was just about to tell us the goodies, all the what you get to reach in and grab for getting involved with Ripplin. So, Jonathan, we're on the edge of our seats.
You get to reach in and grab people like you, bro. You meet the coolest people on the planet, straight up.
Thank you.
A lot. People, but it doesn't stop.
Your partner, your new partner, right? No, okay.
Hey, bro, I don't play around, man. When I commit myself to somebody and something, I'm all in.
As am I, man. So, okay, so for the fans, what is the incentives exactly, and where is that going to go in more detail? Because I know that's a big question I've been getting.
So basically, it works like this, right? There's one app right now in the App Store. I bet you a bunch of people probably play it every day. It's called Clash of Clans. And Clash of Clans is one of the new sort of role-playing strategy games. Now, this app actually makes $2.4 million per day. It's the highest grossing app in the world right now, $2.4 million a day. That's close to, I believe, $700 million a year from one app, which is just silly. It's just stupid, silly money. Yet all of that money actually comes from what's called in-app purchases, and most of the people on the line probably made that company a bunch of money. So what happens when somebody downloads a free app, or even if you're on Facebook for free, you know, there's all sorts of ways that companies generate revenue and monetize by giving away a free product, right? One of those ways is in-app purchases. So let's just, you know, apply that to the Ripplin scenario. Let's say that you're a member of Ripplin, and Ripplin introduces a new app, right? We come out with this cool new social game that you can play with your friends, and it's hot, it's awesome, everybody's having fun, total normal, you know, like a lot of the really hot, cool social games out there, right? Except there's one thing different this time. Because we introduced it into the Ripple, and you may have a Ripple that grew to 100 people or 200 people or 300 people or 5,000 people or 10,000 people, like many people's Ripples have already grown to. Well, now, if any of those people inside your Ripple decide that they want to purchase an in-app upgrade or you know, beat somebody by getting an extra bag of jewels or whatever it may be when you play all these games or use all these apps, we actually track that money back to you, and you actually get paid a piece of all the transactions and all the value that's taking place inside of your Ripple. So it's directly tied to your impact on the world. If you share an app and you share a product and all of a sudden there's 100 people using that app just because you shared it, and that's what we've never been able to see before. We don't have any transparency into how our social graph spreads. We don't know if I share something, well, who do they share it with? And then who do their friends share it with? And how far does that ripple go? That's what you now get to see. And even better, you actually can get rewarded on the value, on the money that takes place inside the ripple you build anytime people use the apps or purchase products or any of that stuff. cooler part is this whole thing is gamified. So it's really like playing a big game, right? You're winning points, you're leveling up, you're completing challenges to really grow a ripple that has the ability to pay you money. And we're not talking small money. I mean, there will be people who pay their phone bills, their car bills, their mortgages. There will be people who create serious lifestyle income all from having fun, playing the game, and being a part of Rippling. So it's a movement, my friend. You know, we're entrepreneurs, and I believe that, you know, we're heading into an age of entrepreneurialism where, you know, more and more and more people are going to start adopting the values of entrepreneurs, and they're going to seek to create freedom instead of security and be part of, you know, cool new innovative companies like Rippling in new ways to earn money, new ways to earn our livelihood. And a lot of the old ways, you know, tampered down a little bit, right? The world's been changing a lot over the last decade. We've seen the rise and fall of many industries, and I believe that, you know, we're heading into a new era, and it really is the era of entrepreneurship. And, of course, there's a lot of statistics, a lot of data to back that up as well. So just a little bit about how those incentives work, buddy.
I agree 100%. So let's get to the beginning of when you how if you could give us the story, you know, let's go into a crystal ball and go back into the beginning, the first day, and I want the time and I want the date and I want exactly what you were wearing. No, I'm kidding. But basically the beginning of when this first got created, when the idea sprung up, who were you with? Like, you know, give us the story. I'm very intrigued.
Well, my friend, that is quite a question. You know, the truth is it's been a 24 to 30 month process of one idea leading to another idea, leading to another idea, leading to another idea. You know, I think it's actually quite rare, especially after this experience, that, you know, somebody just gets like, boom, you know, this mega sort of idea shows up. I think it's much more common that you start with one idea and then you build on top of that, and right, you have experiences and you take action, and it just keeps building and building and building and building. And then the more people, the more minds that you add into the equation, the more that idea builds even faster, right? The more it evolves. And so it all started for me basically back in 2010. I went to a symposium called the Awaken the Dreamer, Change the Dream Symposium. And this was an organization called the Pachamama Alliance, and they're just doing the most amazing stuff on the planet. I swear to God, it's so cool. And that symposium was really all about just kind of what's going on in the world, and it's really has an environmental focus, and it's about our impact and just, you know, kind of like our legacy and you know, what kind of world are we creating for the future generations that are going to come after us. And it was so inspiring to me that I wanted to do something about it. You know, I wanted to be a part of something bigger, and I wanted to take massive action. And so I had an idea from that event to create a sort of like a platform or something that would assist this organization in raising more funds and helping to get their message out there more. And that little seed of an idea, you know, kept growing and growing and growing. And finally I realized that, you know, after talking about it for 12 months, that the world was going mobile and that the world was getting gamified. And so then that idea kept growing, and all of a sudden now we were into mobile, we were into gamification, and then had all these other ideas about, you know, apps and how to create models that share a lot of the wealth being created in them with people. And that kind of brought me to my founders and partners and co-founders in Rippling. You know, that brought me to Brian Underwood, who's our CEO. And Brian had been doing, you know, pretty much on a parallel journey. He had been figuring out, he has a mobile company now. It's really one of the premier text marketing platforms in the country. And he was thinking, well, how do I make this bigger? How do we go from text marketing into apps? And so he'd been on a parallel journey for 18 months. And when we came together, you know, we really realized that there was a lot of creative talent that their team represented sort of different strengths, and you know, our team represented different strengths. And after doing some due diligence and really spending a lot of time together, we decided to form a marriage and really combine our forces and combine our assets. And, you know, that's really when I think Rippling was born as it is today. And And it's, there's so many other people who are part of it. No one person can possibly take credit at all for what it is. It's really a sum creation of an incredibly dedicated, talented, hardworking group of people who care about doing something big in the world and who care about people and who want to make a difference and who want to have, you know, a really cool new innovative company that that impacts people's lives. And that's the juice, man. That's the spirit behind everything. And hopefully that shares a little insight into where it came from.
Well, you know, that's how you and I met. And when Lori put us on the phone, we kind of connected on that we want to make a change. We really want to make a change for a difference. We want to make an impact in people's lives. That's what the Easy Way is about. The Easy Way is really about teaching people how to make themselves a success and actually giving them the secret, like not making them a success, but teaching them how to do it the easy way and make themselves a success. And it really kind of related to the whole Ripplin effect and the Ripplin movement. And you're going to hate me because I pry. I keep going until I get my answer. My next question is, again, going back, what was that first idea of everything that you just said? If you could, and if you don't want to release it, I understand it, but I want to know, out of the five partners you have or four or whatever it is with Ripplin, what was that first spring that just set it off and then it did the domino effect after that? What was that first domino?
Well, I've got my domino, buddy. I'm sure that the rest of the partners have their domino, but really it was back in 2010 was what kicked it all off. But specifically in the app space and kind of for, you know, one of the big models behind Ripplin, like I just explained, you know, I was in a yoga class. I had just sort of gotten in a new relationship, and my sweetheart is, she's so beautiful, but she's a yoga instructor too, and I was in a yoga class, and I'm in the middle of doing this pose, and I think it was one of the first classes that I've really been to in a long time because I had this huge surgery, and I really had a pretty tough 2012. I mean, it was somewhat of a brutal year, right? There was so much going on with the business that we were trying to figure out and kind of, you know, all the ideas and concepts, everything was really still coming to fruition. So it's that awkward time when you're kind of trying to learn how to crawl in a new industry, in a new space. And I have this major surgery and haven't been able to work out, haven't been able to do anything, you know, just coming off like all this intense physical therapy. And I'm in the middle of this yoga class. And I don't know how it works, but a lot of your ideas, they just come really almost like when you've removed yourself or you're in the flow, you're not even thinking about anything. And it was literally like something came down and hit me on the head with a hammer, like right in the middle of one of these poses. And I just, it was like ding, little light bulb. And I just got this idea for the model of how you create a new model via the in-app purchases and transactions that can actually go back to and reward the consumer and what that all looks like. And it just hit me, holy crap, like this is simple, but nobody's really done this before. Like this is a brand new technology that's creating billions and billions of dollars, and you know, nobody's ever had a financial model that rewards the people who promote them, the people who share them with their friends and drive them. And it was like, boom. And once that idea came, it was on, bro. It was totally on. Like some of those things, you just can't let go of. Like when you get an idea, you know, you got to take action. You got to run with it. That's our, you know, that's our duty. That's our duty from the supreme creator that gives those ideas in the first place, you know?
I love it. Yeah. You always got to walk about it and not necessarily talk about it. All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Mr. Jonathan some other great questions. We'll be back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.wtv.com. thewtv.com.
www.thewtv.com. And Hollywood8Guy.com, by the way, guys. And make sure you check out that blog. It's going to be hot. So we're back with Mr. Jonathan Budd, the co-founder of Ripplin, one of the hottest new social media revolutions. And we're talking about Ripplin the easy way. And well, what's about to come. So, Jonathan, it sounds to me like Ripplin is somewhat of a hub, I guess you could say. Maybe a hub for all the other sites out there, all the other things. It sounds like it's a vehicle for everybody. Am I kind of right here? I don't know.
You're on the money, bro.
I do it the easy way. I usually am. Thank you. All right. I hit the target. No, but what I mean is, like, there's a lot of associations. There's a lot of big sites. Like, for instance, Blog Talk. We're on Blog Talk right now. And I happen to be blessed, and Blog Talk follows me, which means I can DM and I can get to somebody, and I know that I know a couple people at Blog Talk. And so just imagine if something like Blog Talk were to get to something like Ripplin. And see, this is what I see. I'm going to be honest. When I saw Ripplin and I saw what they were doing, I was like, okay, we need to get all these other big, big sites to use Ripplin as a hub. Because it kind of is. And imagine if you got all the biggest sites and all these big companies and all these people that we all deal with, and Ripplin becomes the hub and it gets branded that way. You know? I don't know. I'm just kind of tossing ideas out live on air, and hopefully you agree with me live on air, because I'd sound pretty stupid if you didn't. It's my show. So you got to agree with everything I say, by the way. It's my show. So don't make – no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no.
But what do you think?
I signed that contract beforehand, so I remember that clause.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to tell them that. That's like on the down low. No, I really didn't give him a contract, guys. But I really think we're on to something here in a really major way. And I mean, yeah, it's doing great, and I see this being on big time press and television, just like your video says. You'll see it on press, you'll see it on blog, you'll see it on this, you'll see it on that. And I've actually talked to a lot of people that I know that are owners of situations like Music That Pays, and they know the owners of Rebirth Nation, and I know people at Blog Talk. I mean, just think about those three contacts linking up. And that's why we do Ripplin the easy way, you know? I want the listeners to really understand
yes.
how big this is.
Yes. That everybody can be a part of it. I mean, literally, it's your social graph. It's your social influence. It's your ripple. You know, we're giving people the visuals of their ripple effect on the world and then just paying them for it. And that's what no other companies are doing. Nobody's done that for people before, even though you're worth it. Like, you know, I just hope people understand that. Like, you know, we make companies billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in instances, and that's us. That's us that makes them that money. You know, we're driving that value, and it's time for people to see it, really be able to see their ripple effect and get rewarded for it, because we value you more than the technology. You know, I think a lot of times, like, you know, companies idolize their technology. You know, a lot of time the media idolizes technology, and we actually idolize the people. You know, like, people, you know, imagine if nobody was on Facebook. You know, would Facebook be very cool if nobody used it? It'd be an empty, stupid skeleton of a site. And so we just idolize people. Others idolize the technology. It's a big difference.
I agree. So you say that people are going to be getting paid. Can we go into a little bit more detail? Is that with like a prepaid card, or do you send a check to them? How exactly do they get paid?
It's a bunch of ways, my friend. You know, since Ripplin is actually launching in 78 countries, we're able to pay commissions in 78 countries from the start. There's going to be a different system probably for different countries. So if you're outside the U.S., it could be an e-wallet type system. If you're in the U.S., we pay commissions every 2 weeks. That's going to be starting in August. We're having a huge event August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Dallas. That's the rollout event. We're going to be announcing some of the first products to move through the Ripple, some of the first apps, all that sort of stuff. And commissions are going to start every 2 weeks starting in August. And you can get that either loaded to like a debit card that you have, or a prepaid credit card. We can cut you a check, send you a check. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we can get people their money.
Wow, that sounds – you know, I think when you do that event, I need to be the host. I need to be the Ripplin host.
Why don't you come through, man? I'll put it in front of the team. I don't think there'd be too many objections.
Fly me out, man. I want to go hang out and do it the easy way in Dallas. I've never been to Dallas. We have a host that's Well, we definitely need to talk about that off air. But you know, we actually have a host that does a show called Sports and Music with me with Mo Egger, and he was one of the former Dallas. He was on the Dallas Mavericks on the NBA, and maybe we can get him involved. And so what about genres? Like, are you guys doing any specific categories? And like, are you guys going to be working with film and you know, radio, music, sports? You know, like, give us some insights on some of the cool scoops that are going on.
You want the rippling worldwide domination plan strategy?
I want the rippling worldwide domination plan strategy.
That's what's up. Basically, my friend, you know, you nailed it when you were talking before about being a hub. You know, when you look at the largest companies in the world today, right, you look at Google, you look at Facebook, you look at YouTube, as far as the web is concerned, you know, everybody is a platform. You know, those companies don't create the content. Facebook doesn't create content. Google doesn't create content. YouTube doesn't create content. They're the platform, right? They're the place where this new sort of medium of content gets shared, right? iTunes, platform, app developers create the content. But we all know the platforms are the biggest. And so Ripplin really is the hub. It's limitless where we can go with this. We could literally, and we're in conversations right now with people inside of Hollywood for how to launch movies through the Ripple, okay? Because this is where we can go with this. Imagine when, you know, we come out with a new movie, you know, whether it's even a main screen, you know, sort of theatrical release or even independent film, something from Sundance, et cetera, and we decide, you know, we want to launch this movie through the Ripple. You know, there's a specific build-up, a launch date. It's $4.99 to download it. You got 24 hours, all that jazz. And we launch, you know, a beautiful film. 1 million people watch it. 2 million people watch it, whatever it may be. But guess what? You actually could have made, you know, $11,000 that day, right? And I'm just throwing this number out there. It's all hypothetical, obviously. There's disclaimers and all that sort of stuff. It's not a guarantee of income. But let's say that you had a huge Ripple, right? Let's say you've been building your Ripple for a long time. You've got, you know, 30,000 people in your Ripple. It went viral. And all of a sudden, we launch a movie. And a ton of those people say, you know what? This looks freaking amazing. They spend $4.99. They download it. They laugh. They cry. Everything's great, right? And you made a crap ton of money because of that one event. That's just a tiny example of what the possibilities are that Ripplin can really do. So we'll be entering entertainment. We'll be entering apps and, you know, mobile games and mobile services. We'll be entering into, you know, different website services. We've got a whole bunch tagged right now for gifting and all these different services that we use every day anyway, except now by using these services in the Ripple, you know, we're tracking the value that you create. We're tracking that money that gets generated back to you, and you have the chance to get rewarded for it.
Wow. I'm just, like, envisioning this. I'm painting a picture. What about – wow. So you guys – yeah, I hit the nail right on the head, the hub thing. That's incredible. What about like, support, sponsorships and stuff, like, in both ways? You know, what about people that might want to get involved with you guys – On an ad buy type situation, or, you know, getting involved in the events, and it sounds like this is a pretty big thing. And vice versa, if you flip that, what about you guys sponsoring other people's situations? Do you guys have any programs or anything like that that you're going to be rolling out?
Well, truth be told, my friend, you know, right now, you know, we've got a 6-month vision, a 12-month vision, a 24-month vision, a 5-year vision, and we are all just so laser focused on the August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th event, and really the launch of the first products in the Ripplin ecosystem. And, you know, truth be told, we've just been growing quite fast and are needing to ramp up the team so that we have more bandwidth. So right now, not a lot of that stuff you just shared is really pegged on our sort of top priority board. But, again, once we sort of come up for air after we launch, you know, the first products into the ecosystem at the August event, and kind of, you know, kick things off, you know, then we'll obviously be planning what's next.
Got it. Love you. And I heard that you said when you were talking about your girl and how she's so beautiful and everything like that. And I don't think I didn't notice when I saw your picture, which by the way I think is no, I didn't use that picture, but I think we used that picture on the blog post.
Yeah.
Let your girl know if she's got any friends that I'd love to hang out. They look like her. They gotta look like no, I'm kidding. But no, we definitely need to hang out and kick it and make. I'm telling you guys, you're hearing history right now. You're hearing two individuals that really want to make a difference in people's lives digitally, and it really is a new digital world. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine who actually deals with all the technology, and she deals with Obama and stuff, and she deals with a lot of the technology before it comes out, and she knew about you guys. So I will tell you right now that this kind of got solidified, because if they know, then it's already been in the works. It's been in the game for a while. And I know there's a lot of skeptics, and if you don't mind, John, I'd like to get into to the criticisms and the skeptics and like, why would I want to get involved in this? I looked on Google and I saw some people saying you guys are ripoffs and things like that. And I'd love to give you your chance to say your side of the situation. To, you know, obviously we don't really want to deal with haters and the negativity and stuff, but at the same time, I think that needs to be addressed, you know, because, you know, it's out there, and I think this should be the show where people can really know from the co-founder himself what the deal is and why people might be saying that, and it's not true.
Hell yeah, my friend. I actually really appreciate it, and it's become a topic of real passion for me. Just because, you know, actually, funny story, I was reading yesterday, Sean Parker's put a huge post, and if people don't know, Sean Parker is one of the co-founders of Facebook, the founder of Napster, you know, revolutionized the digital music industry, you know, pretty much huge role in bringing Facebook to market, founded a bunch of other companies, invested in. I mean, he's a iconic entrepreneur of our time that's really shaped a lot of our world and society even now. And he was completely just lambasted by the media last month because of his wedding. He had a wedding in the Redwoods Forest, and, you know, apparently the hotel who he contracted to do the wedding, you know, didn't do something right, and some agency came after them. And so he got involved, and he, you know, ended up paying like a fine because he wanted it to just be cool between everything. And so the media sort of grabbed that and spun it into, you know, this sort of like, you know, tech, you know, a, you know, this totally, what's the word, you know, when somebody's just like doesn't give a crap about anyone and arrogant and just, you know, rich tech, you know, tech people thinking they can just do whatever they want, and which was horrible because him and his wife had been planning this wedding for years, right? They love nature. They've been walking those redwood forests forever. They plan this, like, you know, beautiful marriage for them and invite all their friends. And, you know, they wake up Monday morning to, you know, people on Facebook calling his wife a whore and all these things that are just really not appropriate, right? And he had this great dissertation. I recommend if anybody's interested in reading it, it was huge. It was like a 9,500-page essay, or 9,500-word essay that he wrote about it. But he made a great point about how, you know, with the rise of social media, you know, as great as that's been for getting information out there, there's also this component where it's really lost an ability for real journalism. Like, there's no more checks and balances. Like, anybody who wants to post anything can go post anything, and there's no way of actually – there's no one to hold that person responsible. There's no way to actually verify information or make sure it's even credible. It's just a total free-for-all. And, you know, I think this has really come to light a lot recently with a lot of instances that there's been a lot of misinformation. And, you know, unfortunately – Ripplin also had a real direct experience with, you know, almost like these just hate-filled people who don't really have, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. Like, I really don't understand it. Like, I'm just of a different mindset. Like, I'm always focused on creating something new and adding value to the world. Like, I couldn't really imagine just sitting around looking for, you know, what's wrong with people and what's wrong with the world and criticizing and not really doing anything except criticizing. But apparently there's a lot of people out there like that. And, you know, when we launched the concept, essentially we just had this series of haters, is how I would honestly describe it, who felt like, for whatever reason, picking apart every single nuance of the model and why it was potentially, you know, us trying to rip people off or this or that or all this ridiculous stuff. And we pretty much came back with, you know, the answers to everything. You know, they're trying to say, hey, they're not a real company. We're like, wait a minute. You know, we're a 14-year-old company. We've processed $1.2 billion in transactions. You know, we have offices in Dallas, offices in Minnesota. We have offices all over the world, right? We have this huge infrastructure. And so, you know, we essentially, you know, set the record straight as much as we could, but that still doesn't stop this sort of, like, just – ability for anyone to post anything they want on the internet without any ability to really verify that or track it or make sure it's even credible, which I think is an issue. You know, I really hope that there's some attention brought to this in the future, because it's not right. Like, it really, there's something off about it. You know, I felt Sean Parker's, like, you could really feel how, like, robbed he felt, you know, for, like, this, like, experience that's supposed to be amazing, your wedding, and, you know, it's beautiful, you spend all this time and money planning it out, and then you're painted as this, like, demonic villain of, like, you know, ruining the forest and, you know, doesn't care about anyone, and, like, that, if people could just feel that for a second, like, it feels so crappy to be in that situation. So I really hope that, you know, there's some sort of credibility brought to journalism, if you even want to call it that. You can't even call it that, but some type of checks and balances to crap that just gets thrown out there in the future.
I agree with you 100%, man. In fact, I just went through a situation myself, and I'm not going to make anybody else famous, but this particular individual put me on rip-off report, and we got proof of everything, went around putting blogs, and it wasn't, he wasn't really too smart, because we were able to get print screen proof on some stuff, and you know, all this stuff, and with someone like me and my team, all we do is help people. All we do is open up situations. I opened up a group on Facebook specifically to let people network with bigger people. And I'm not charging for it or whatever. Here's a group, Hollywood the Easy Way. Go check it out. And there's some of the biggest people that I know that are on there, and they're on there to help people. And the movement is so positive, and we've done so many things, and you can do your research. But I think to answer, because you said, I don't know why people do it, they want to relate to the traffic that you have. When you become a public figure or when you become valuable, you know, people want to attach to that. They want to piggyback onto it. And you have almost a million members. So, of course, it's the controversy. It's the buzz. It's whatever. They want to get involved in that buzz that you have and hop on the train. And it's pathetic. And anybody that's doing that, you know, why don't you use your negativity for positive? And I bet you God will reward you that much more. You know, like, it's so stupid. And I'm right there with you, man. And so I just wanted to give you guys your chance to address that. I figured there was some sort of story behind it. And I know what you mean. And you know, it's the negativity. But if you have enough positivity to defend the negativity, and people do their research. And by the way, I recommend too, if anybody ever hears anybody say anything negative about somebody or anything negative, do your research a lot further than clicking on a stupid link. You know what I mean? Like, do your research and actually look at what someone has going on for real. Because you could really be messing yourself up by not doing your research. Because that particular individual that you're hearing something negative about, and this is from personal experience. I'll be honest, and Larry's going to kill me for this. He's going to kill me, but the co-founder of E! Entertainment, which is one of my mentors, Larry Namer, who's in China and owns, you know, he's got like 25 countries he reaches, and he started E! Entertainment, and he signed for Putin in Russia. I mean, this guy's as big as it gets. Really good friend of mine. And he's had negative situations and stuff. And he's had people say things. And I had to learn that, because I'm like listening to this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I go to my mentors and I'm like, well, this is really bothering me. What do I do? And your actions speak for themselves. And so anybody that's listening, just do your dang research. I don't know if you agree with me, Jonathan, but it's retarded. It really is.
No, I totally do, my friend. It's really it's one of those things where it's the light versus the darkness or something, and you know, you've got to base your experiences, I believe, in life on something real, or base your perspective on something real. So if you want to know something about someone, meet them. You know what I mean? Actually spend
Bingo.
Some time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like go learn who they are, you know, but do it in a real way, not a fake way. But this is something that every single company that does anything significant goes through. I mean, think about it. The
mm-hmm.
president gets elected with 30% of the people liking him, 70% not. You know, Facebook had this movie made about it. Poor Zuckerberg. I mean, there is no way Zuckerberg is how he was depicted in that movie. No freaking way.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was literally based on the book of Eduardo Savarin, who was the co-founder, who pretty much wasn't really adding much value. You know what I mean? He wasn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, he was part of it in the beginning, but logically, from a business side, I was looking at it and saying, you know, really, if his way were to win, he would have hurt Facebook. He would have taken it down. But so you have that movie based on his perspective. Yeah, you know, I imagine how Mark must have felt after watching that. It's like, oh, my goodness. So every company really, I think, goes through some element of having to withstand the critics. You know, the critics are just going to come out anytime someone is doing anything of significance. And my philosophy, Eric, is just like yours. Don't waste your time and energy, you know, fighting negativity. Just go win. Just go create something awesome in the world. Just go show people who you are and what you're about, and go win and go provide as much value as possible. And your actions will speak louder than your words forever. And the funny thing is everybody wants to team up and be with the winners. Once you prove yourself, once you win, all those people who might not have been your friend, now all of a sudden everybody wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So the real strategy in life is just go win.
I love it. In fact, I'm going to tweet that. I'm going to steal that from you. The real strategy in life is just go in. And this is from, you know, put little quotes, Jonathan Butt. All right, so guys, you know about the Easy Way and about my show, Easy Talk. We're all about helping celebrities and entrepreneurs interact with their fans. We're going to go ahead and pop on another quick commercial here. And when we come back, we're going to give Jonathan a chance to talk to a couple of the fans. We'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, we're back. It's Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV, only on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to say we appreciate Blog Talk Radio for all their support, always, always, always. So this is the segment where we give the fans a chance to talk to the guests and ask their questions. So we got a caller, 707-8840. You're on Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. Hello, caller? And sometimes, guys, we get shy callers. They don't want to talk. They just want to listen. No problem. We'll go ahead and get another caller here. We got a caller, 310-7030. 310-7030. You there?
Hi. Yeah, this is Maria.
Oh, hi. Oh, Maria! Oh, hey! I didn't even realize it was you. Oh, my God. This is so cool. But, you know,
you asked me to listen to your show, dude. Here I am.
Well, thank you. Wow, this is a treat, guys. Actually, I'm glad that, you know, this is actually one of my other guests later on in the show, but hey, let's just introduce the two here and do it the easy way, see what happens. Jonathan Budd, this is Maria. And Maria, go ahead and tell Jonathan who you are and what you do. And I love, I mean, what you're doing for the foster kids is so amazing.
Thank you, Eric. I run the Children's Trust Fund of Los Angeles County. And it's a 45-year-old organization that gives 100% of its donations to foster youth and families, and we represent about 36,000 foster kids in Los Angeles, one of the largest foster
wow.
kid populations in the world. So I've got my hands full. But Eric and I met recently at a celebrity basketball game, and that was called One Child at a Time, celebrity basketball game at the Staples Center. And we had that house for the night, and Eric, I think we rocked it, didn't we?
No, I don't think. I never say the word think. I either know or I do, and there's no maybe in my vocabulary. But it definitely was. I got to tell you guys, this is the game. Okay, we get there, and there is no parking anywhere. It's beyond packed. And we finally, you know, we get our little VIP parking. I mean, we had to wait for a good probably 45 minutes just to get into the VIP parking. There were so many celebrities. Then finally, when we get in, you have to wait to even check in to be able to get your wristbands and stuff, because there were so many celebrities and so many business people and so many things. It was ridiculously packed. And it was like a reunion for me. I linked up with my boy Kyle Massey and the cast for Sons of Anarchy, and you had the Disney stars there, and Carlin Boyce and all these. I mean, it was ridiculous, and it was just packed as heck. I couldn't even get to Maria. And check this out, guys. Let me tell you how I actually met Maria. And this is a true story, okay? I was blogging, and if you guys want to see this, I believe you can go to, which blog did I put it on? I have too many blogs. I believe it's ericzuiblog.com, and you'll be able to get the information and everything. And if not, you can probably, at this point, Google the name of the event, and you'll probably see our blog pop up. But it was just really, really great coverage, and I wanted to meet Maria. I wanted to meet Jackie. I wanted to meet the people that were doing this foster event, this foster kid event. And it was like I couldn't get the information I really wanted to get as far as the foster kids went. So I went on Google, and I searched like crazy, and I called up the organization, and I said, hey, this is who I am, this is what we did, da-da-da-da. I showed them the blog, and I got to one person. I got to another one, got to another department, got to another department, got to another department. And finally, can you believe that God actually put me in contact with Maria? And I talked to her directly, got her cell phone. We started becoming friends, and I was like, you know what, you need to come on the show. And so that's my piece. Jonathan, please, and I know this is your time, and I apologize. I hope we're not, you know, cutting in, but this is a whole hour show, so we got all the time in the world. Yeah, you know, so I'm so glad that you two get to meet each other, because these are two major individuals that want to make a difference meeting each other on my show. I'm blessed. Wow, you guys go. Yeah, and Maria, please talk about the game. If you don't mind, maybe the results of the game, the success, what you guys might have coming up, just please promote the foundation. I want to help your guys' foundation 100%. And Jonathan Budd, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but Jonathan Budd is actually the co-founder of one of the biggest social networks and applications that is out now in a trial period building up. They're up to about 980,000 members within 10 weeks. And
wow.
this is like meeting Mark Zuckerberg. It really is. And he's a really, really cool guy, and you guys both want to make a difference. And this is how we do it the easy way, guys. So you guys go ahead and talk. I talk too much. I'm shutting up now. Go ahead.
Jonathan, I'm going to give you a moment. You haven't been able to get yourself in here in a while. So go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, you are so sweet. Well, it's fantastic to meet you, Maria. And if there's anything I can do to support all the amazing work you're doing, I'm so in. I feel like you know, the right people are showing up to make big stuff happen in the world, and that's amazing work you're doing.
Thank you so much. Well, I mean, we definitely have something in common here, because the trust fund, people don't realize when we have something like the Staples Center that there's only five of us that work there. And right now there's only four because my secretary retired a year early, mm-hmm. much to my chagrin and surprise. But we have yet to really have the skill set or the opportunity from a capacity standpoint to reach out through social media. So there will be things that you can do if you're able to help us, because right now, like I said, there's about five of us that work there, and we served over 50,000 kids last year. It is a monumental effort for us to do what we do with absolutely no budget. So because all the money goes to the foster youth and their families, everything we get is in kind. And that includes the Sparks organization helping us get the Staples Center, which costs $75,000 just to walk through the door before you even do anything.
Mm.
So, you know, your help will be much appreciated, I guess is what I'm saying.
I hear you. I totally hear you. Yeah, it's you know, I understand the bridge that needs to be made from, you know, sort of an organization that's been doing what it's been doing for 35 years and so much of the, you know, the nonprofit world. Also, it's not really the most conducive to technology, you know. It's such a people, heart-oriented sort of projects, and then all of a sudden, you know, to really get into technology, that's a whole different skill set and mindset, and so I get how that's tough, and I'm sure Eric can connect us after the call, and let's make something happen.
Thank you so much. You won't be disappointed.
Ma'am.
Let me tell you what happened last night. So I ran into Shaquille O'Neal, right? I was at this event, and I ran into him, and he had, I guess, apparently met my friend the night before. So I walk up there, and I shook his hand, and I said, Shaquille, I said, you were hanging with my girl Brenda last night. He goes, yeah, I was. I said, I got to tell you something. I'm not so happy with you. And he said, what? Well, now, Shaquille O'Neal is a huge man. I don't know if you met him in person, but I basically was half as tall as he was. And so he's looking down at me, and I'm looking up at him, and I said, I'm not cool with you because you didn't come to my basketball game. I said, did you know about that game? He said, yeah. And I said, why didn't you come? He said, because you didn't invite me. I said, you were invited. He goes, no. He goes, he started rattling off all these people that had been invited. And he said, and you forgot about me. And I was like, whoa, if people like Shaquille know and they are kind of miffed that they didn't get the call to come and play, we know we did something right the other night, you know?
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's
crazy. I felt really bad. I felt awful. As you can tell, I've lost my voice. I hope to find it sometime soon. But the game was on Sunday, and here it is Friday, and I still have my voice back.
Well, I know, Maria, you have a big by the way, Shaquille O'Neal, we actually were involved in his Millions of Milkshakes situation, and we were involved in the big press blitz that he had with that situation, and I do know how big he is. He's huge, and I can just imagine you looking up. Did your neck get stiff when you looked up to his face? Because he's very up there compared to you. But so I know you have another event coming up, and I don't want to be rude, and I need to finish my interview with Jonathan, but I think
absolutely.
I did not even realize this is you. I got kind of knocked off guard, but I think you guys meeting was meant to be, and it's amazing how God works. But please, by all means, promote your next event and whatever you want to talk about the event, the success of the event, and I'd love for everybody, every one of our listeners, everybody that's involved with all of our stuff to know about it and how they can support, and I'm behind you 100%.
Thank you so much. Well, everyone can go to childrenstrustfund.net. That's childrens. So Children's Trust Fund, all one word, .net, like basketball. So think basketball. It's not .com, it's .net. To find out the kinds of things that we do here in Los Angeles County, we have an event called All for the Love of Kids. That is coming up. It's a 17th annual event. It will be held downtown Los Angeles. Secret location. We're just waiting to make sure that our talent confirms, but it will be big. We're expecting a few thousand people, and I hope that everybody will be watching childrenstrustfund.net to find out more details. Again, it is September the 24th. So please support us and keep an eye out. Jonathan, thank you so much for letting me sort of step in here and say hi to the listeners, the Easy Way listeners. And again, Eric, I appreciate you so much for putting this together and your support at the basketball game. I want to give you a shout-out before I come off the line, though. You want me to do that?
Oh, please. That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Because I did it on the red carpet, so I think I got it down. This is Maria Melton with the Children's Trust Fund of Los Angeles County and Jackie Solomon and Levette Panthier's One Child at a Time. And we're doing it the easy way. How's that?
Wow, thank you so much, Maria. I appreciate it. And also, guys, you can check out our blogs and our social media. We'll be also promoting the event. And make sure that you get involved somehow. All right, Maria, we'll talk off air. Thank you so much for coming in and saying hi. We can't wait to see what's going to be happening with the Children's Trust Fund.
Thank you so much. You gentlemen have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Maria. So good to meet you.
Yeah. Wow. I am like blown away. I am blown away what just happened there. That is amazing. And yeah, Jonathan, thank you so much for the time, your time of your interview to let her talk a little bit. But I couldn't cut her off once I realized who it was. And I mean, Maria is amazing what she does with these kids, and they do the most fantastic events. And I really wanted to introduce you guys anyway. So there we go. That's how we do it the easy way. So back to Jonathan. Man, this is so what do you think about the interview so far? I'm having fun. So how do you enjoy, doing it the easy way? I knew you didn't know what to expect when you're coming on my show, and you probably had a little bit of fear because I told you, you know, that I do things. Once you step into the realm, I hope you're ready, and you accept the challenge. So I hope I didn't, I do things a little different. So I hope everything's good. We're good, right?
I'm having fun, my man. This is what I love.
Okay, perfect. Well, I just want to make sure, you know, because I sometimes I overstep my boundaries here a little bit, but I think because I'm asking you a couple questions I just want to make sure that, you know, there's a lot of people listening, and I'm just trying to really help promote Brooklyn as best as possible in a positive light, and so let's talk about the listeners as far as getting involved in Brooklyn. Guys, what we're doing is we have a website called Easy Way Ripple. .com. And as you can see, me and Jonathan know each other. We're going to be getting involved. Don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I definitely believe that there's going to be some Easy Way flavor added to this whole Ripplin effect here. And we want you guys to really get involved. And I want you to. Jonathan wants you guys to. And this is the real deal. It's really going to help income. It's going to help your traffic flow, and I'm assuming with as many members as you guys have, if people even attach to your brand in any way, they can probably get more numbers. You know what I mean? More of a following, more people that are doing the Ripple thing to go to them, and that's where I really think that it's going to be big with the whole Easy Way and what we're doing and our businesses and the people we work with. When they start knowing about what you guys are doing and they listen to the show, I can just imagine what's going to happen after listening to the show. You know. What do you want to say to the listeners, Jonathan, as far as getting them involved, and I just want to really make sure that they understand that after this, I want to see 10,000 people at least getting involved in the Ripple, and what's to come. You know, I know you've said a lot of stuff, but like let's really get I don't know how to say it. Let's really get people involved in this Ripple thing. It's like the Ripple magic.
Yeah, well, I mean it's easy. I'm not sure whatever your link is, Eric, but, you know, we're running the blitz right now. So I think there's, like, maybe a day left where everybody can sign up for free without an invite code. Otherwise, you know, you've got to send out a personal invite. Everybody needs to have an invite code. It's a private network. You know, if you don't have a code, then you can't join. And I know we're doing a special, special blitz that Lori started talking about at the beginning of the show where anybody for a real small period of time can actually join without an invite code. So, Eric, you can drop that link. But first things first, just sign up, check it out, watch the videos, and you'll get a feel for, you know, what we're doing and what we're up to and what the, you know, the whole basis of the movement is. There's a ton of really cool videos in the back office once you sign up. And then just stay plugged in. I mean, it's all about being part of a community that supports you, you know, getting to where you want to be in life. And so if your values are aligned with our values and you want to make some stuff happen in life and in the world, then plug into the community, because there's so many entrepreneurs just like Eric, just like Lori, just like so literally like almost a million others who are part of the community in record time. And, you know, we're just getting started. This is the kickoff of everything. So like you were saying, Eric, I mean, when you plug into a community of this size, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to meet a lot of people and make some really cool stuff happen, especially when you're a first-of-its-kind conversation. So, Eric, drop your link, my friend, and let's grow Ripple.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Easy, letter E, letter Z. You guys got to go to Easy Way Ripple, Easy, WayRipple, EasyWayRipple.com. And get involved in the movement. And I know you guys were doing incentives too. You did a contest with iPads and TVs and this and that, a whole bunch of different stuff. How often do you do contests and stuff where people can win goodies?
We just wrapped that one up last week. We might be kicking another one off next week. So, you know, we like to have fun. We like to reward people for just showing up and being part of the community and playing the game.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, I got some personal questions, if you don't mind, kind of getting away from Ripon, just kind of getting to know Jonathan Budd. I'm curious how you met your girl. Can you tell us the story of how that came together?
It's kind of cheesy, but it was the farmer's market.
Okay. Well, what's the story, though? How did you guys meet? And I like cheesy stories. I think my fans would, too.
Well, I mean, that's just how it goes down in Encinitas, you know, California. Like, you meet your girlfriend at the farmer's market, you know, buying a pair of peppers, buying some fresh onions, you know, just, I'm not sure if you saw what's that, this funny movie, actually. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, it's about the Miss Connections. If anybody, I recommend watching Miss Connections. They really crushed on that movie. They did a great job, but you know, there was like this missed connection at the farmer's market. And then this girl goes back and she posts, you know, I saw you at the lettuce bin and you looked at me you know, they end up hooking up. And it was kind of like that, bro, not going to lie.
Gotcha. Okay. I can just imagine her in the background. She's like, don't get up. Don't talk about me. Yeah. But that's cool. So what about Jonathan growing up? You as a kid, you know, did you play sports? Were you into art? Like, what were you into? Like, tell us the grow up story.
Well, man, I mean, it was a lot different than it is now, bro. Honestly, I was a crazy little SOB. Every parent's worst nightmare, probably. I was just a crazy kid, but always been super athletic, really intense, man. I mean, that's my problem. Everybody's always like, dude, you're intense. It's true, you know, like, it works in your favor, like, when you want to, like, you know, do some things every now and then, but otherwise people need a break from you after a while because you're just blowing circuits, you know, blowing people's circuits. And so I've always been that way, man. I just go big. I go all out in everything I do. And you know, in the beginning of my life, unfortunately, bro, that was not in the positive direction. And I actually had a totally life-changing experience when I was 16 years old. I was pretty much on the verge of dropping out of high school and hanging around with all the wrong people and really doing all the wrong things. And I met someone. I got sent away. And I met somebody in one of those programs I got sent to. And that person really changed my life. They taught me really, you know, it sounds corny, bro, but they taught me what unconditional love was. And I swear to God, I had no idea, you know, what it was like to feel unconditional love before this person. But this person just loved me. Like, they just cared about me. They just cared about my life. And they didn't have a reason to. And I don't know what happened to me, man, but it totally just changed me. It was like this little seed got planted in my heart. And ever since that day, I've really just wanted to do good. You know, like, good has become the MO. And I started putting my intensity and my entrepreneurial talents to a different direction and a different light. And started my first business when I was maybe 21 years old, 22 years old. And that was an internet company. And through a lot of dumb luck and just pure hard work and determination, you know, had some real big wins and have used the money and the lifestyle to really continue to start more companies that just have the potential to make even more of a bigger difference. So it all snowballs, my friend. You know, little actions every single day taken from the right place just keep snowballing into really building an amazing life. And I think that's what we're about at Ripon.
I agree 100%, and God has a little bit of a factor in that too. I think so. I'm always following His path. I feel like I'm a vehicle, and what He does is amazing. So, all right, I'm gonna get a chance, and hopefully, do you agree? Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, my friend. I don't know where we'd be without, you know, that force, the spirit guiding things behind the scenes.
All day long, man. So I'm going to give another person. I mean, we've had about 16 callers, by the way, and I apologize for anybody that does want to get in and get on the show. But we're going to go ahead and give another caller a chance to meet myself and Mr. Jonathan Budd, co-founder of Ripplin. We got 928-0438. You're on Easy Talk. Caller? Hello, caller. If your number is 928-0438, you're on Easy Talk. You're live. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and try one more caller. We have an 818-8239. 818-8239. You're live on Easy Talk. You there?
Hello?
Oh, wow. There we got a caller. Hi, caller.
Okay,
what's your name?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
This is your boy, Chili Mo. How you doing, Easy, man? You guys doing a great job. You know, much love to Ripplin. Much love to Easy. Easy does it the Hollywood way. You know, he's the Hollywood it guy. And, you know, he does it the easy way, and that's why his name is Easy. Love this.
No, thanks, Chili. I appreciate it. And you know, you're a celebrity yourself, and I appreciate your support. Do you have any questions? But I don't want this to be about me. Do you have any questions? I mean, you had the chance to talk to the co-founder of, you know, the person that's creating one of the more bigger things that's coming up in the social media world. Do you have any questions for Jonathan?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I wanted to know, Jonathan, and nice to meet you, by the way. Thanks for the introduction, Eric.
You too,
I wanted to know if this is going to go as far as to videos and so forth, and how's that going to be about? I kind of listened to the show here and there, but I've been getting people that's been calling me and, you know, bugging me up the storm, but you know how it goes.
Yeah. So you're just wondering, could you repeat the question for me, man?
Is there going to be like video attached to it or anything that you guys are thinking about? In the future, because they're going back to
the
phone call.
You mean the app? You mean the app? Or
yeah, the application. Right.
Check out.
Yep, the application. Is it going to be like available? In other words, is it going to be available like on, I want to say iTunes, the Apple Store?
Yeah, it'll be. Right now, we're pegged to be in iTunes and Android, so we're coming out with an Android version and an iTunes version, and, yeah, trust me, my friend. We watch everything like a hawk, and video is definitely going up right now.
That sounds like a plan. There you go. You know, I support you guys in everything you do, and I know as long as EZ is a part of it, I know it's got to be right. You know, so.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Hey, Chili Mo, tell our audience and tell Jonathan how many followers you have on Twitter.
161,000, thanks to Mr. EZ.
I take no credit. You the man. And what's that pretty little thing that's next to your name? It's blue.
Oh, the pretty little thing. Oh, the verified account badge. We call it the blue mark. It's the blue mark.
Oh, you're one of those account blue mark verified guys. Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, supporting the show, and everything that you do, Chili Mo. We appreciate you for
chatting. I appreciate all of you guys, and continue on the great show, and I'll continue listening. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, guys, so that was Chili Mo. We appreciate that call in. And we're back with Mr. Jonathan Budd on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. And we're listening to his childhood stories and how he met his beautiful girlfriend. And they're going to hook me up with one of her friends. And we're going to all go on a double date. No, I'm kidding. But, Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I really, really, really appreciate it. I hope you had fun. I think we had some very informative information for the audience. And it sounds like Ripplin is really one of the biggest hubs. And I'm going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial endorsement that we have that we are supported by on the show here. And if you could do me a favor at the end of that, if you could say your first and last name and that you're the co-founder of Ripplin, and you're doing it the easy way, I would really appreciate it.
You got it, partner.
So we'll be.
Thank you, my man.
All right, so we're going to pop this on, and then right afterwards, if you could do that for us, we'd really appreciate it. So we'll be right back, guys.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers.
Round one.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by
Round one. Sorry, my engineers mess with things. And okay, here it is. This is the one for real. Here we go.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing.
doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood.
And your turn, Mr. Johnson.
Hey, this is Jonathan Buck, co-founder of Ripplin, and we've been doing it the easy way.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I cannot wait to see what happens when Ripplin does it the easy way. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. And Jonathan, last final words to your friends, family, and potential Ripplin people.
I appreciate each and every one of you out there, and I'm looking forward to causing a revolution, a Ripplin revolution. So I'll see you all soon.
All right, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate you coming on. I'll talk to you off air.
Peace, Eric.
All right, guys, so that was the man himself, the co-founder of Ripplin, the new hottest social media network. And speaking of social media networks, we're coming up to our segment called SOS, hosted by Mike Precise himself. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music here and get ready for that. And when we come back, we're going to do that segment and wait until you hear what Mike has to say. It's hot. Secrets of social media, secrets of success, the easy way, only on Easy Way Broadcasting on my show, Easy Talk. Guys, we are with Mr. Michael Precise. He's on air on Easy Talk, ready to tell you what's going on with social media this week. Mike, are you there?
What's going on, Eric?
Oh, man, you know, you're the social media guy for the show, and we just talked to one of the biggest social media people, and I know you're listening to the show. I mean, what do you think? That was the co-founder of Ripplin.
What do you think of
Ripplin? I know you're a Rippler.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely a Ripplin, part of the Ripplin family, and I just want to shout out to, the co-founder of Ripplin and you as well. But, I mean, you know, easy way is the only way, you know what I'm saying? And speaking on that, I've got a lot of comments about Twitter. How can I gain Twitter followers more effectively? All the way around, how can I generate more Twitter followers, active Twitter followers? And to do that, you know, you can join a group called WeFollow.com. And WeFollow.com is a group of Twitter followers that will follow back that consists of celebrities. So you join this WeFollow.com, get set up on that, and as you sign up, you can look down the list and you can see the actual celebrities that if you follow them, which celebrity will follow you back. And as they follow you back, what comes with that are hundreds, if not thousands of followers, depending on the following that you have, that will, transcend onto your account, and it will raise your following. And not just that, if you have your followings linked up to your LinkedIn, Facebooks, and all that wonderful stuff as well, it'll raise each one of those specific categories for you on your social network platforms. And it's a guaranteed 100 followers a day, guaranteed increase in following, and that's coming from somebody who is licensed by Twitter and who's part of WeFollow.com.
That sounds hot. So basically, today's segment, you're telling people some of the secrets of how to get a better, stronger following, and that's called WeFollow.com.
Yes, WeFollow.com. And, you know, you just follow directions, sign up for the, you know, it's all free, everything's free, but just sign up for it and see what you can come up with, man, because the following is outrageous. Celebrities on there, they will follow you back, and they do tweet and stuff like that. It's just a great organization to be a part of because that brings on the Twitter follow backs and stuff like that. I mean, the more you are engaging in the social markets that Twitter has available, the more you'll grow and the more, you know, Twitter will look at your account and be like, wow, this guy's actually using the social media platform that how it's supposed to. It's just a good look all the way around.
Definitely, I agree. And I know you just got back from Ernie Singleton's Toast to Urban Music Executives. Talk about your experience there.
Oh, it was awesome. Fat Joe was there. Lazy Bone was there. Man was there. You know, Eric, you know, you were there. You know, probably some of the biggest producers. You know, one of my all-time favorite, you know, producers and managers, Steve Lobel, was in the building. So, you know, Cooper Call was there all the way from, you know, Miami, who's an international star in Poland. So, you know, it's a good vibe. You know, everything is actually going, is working good. My radio show is about to start right now on KCLA FM at 4 p.m. So tune into that, and everybody. I'll have, you know, Famous and Cruzmatic in the building. But some wonderful things going on, man. So, you know, I'm just proud to be a part of the Ripplin family. If anybody ain't a part of Ripplin, you need to be a part of Ripplin. Go to Ripplin.com or just go to Easy Way, you know, Easy Way blog and just check out the actual, you know, logos. Click on the logos and, you know, join the family before it's too late. Because once it's too late, it's going to be hard to get in.
You are correct, sir. And I know you got to get ready for your radio show. So, and that's on 99.3 KCLA. And tell Cruz-O-Matic we said what's going on. You know, before you go, tell us, I know something big's going on with Cruz-O-Matic, something with Lionsgate, and they got some things going on.
Yeah, so there's a reality TV show that's going to be, you know, that they're filming, and it's going to be distributed through a company, through Lionsgate. It's going to be distributed to a, you know, film network company that, you know, is you know, networked with Lionsgate Film. So we're going to be shooting that. We're going to be talking about some business ventures. There's a show coming up on the Whiskey Go-Go on the 17th of next month. Everybody's more than welcome to come out and support Cruz-O-Matic and Andre Maurice. So, yeah, big things are popping, you know, and just look for Cruz-O-Matic on MTV on the 28th of this month. That's when it airs. MTV1, MTV2, MTVU, VH1, and all that. And then check out my page on Mike Precise. Just Google Mike Precise MTV and as well as Raw Feed Entertainment MTV. Just check that out and be a part of all the whole Easy Weight movement, the Raw Feed movement, and the Cruz-O-Matic movement.
I love it, man. All right, well, have a great show. We appreciate the segment. And you guys tune in next week for Mike Precise's SOS on Easy Talk.
Yes, yes. Thanks for having me, buddy.
You're welcome, sir. All right, guys. So that was some informative info. So WeFollow.com, if you want more followers, that's definitely a good place to go. And we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick break here, a quick commercial break, with one of our sponsors called Havana Watches, and we will be right back. When we come back, we'll have Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. She's the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. She always has that Hollywood 411 for us each and every other week, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I'm your host, Easy, also known as the Hollywood It Guy, and this is on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to go ahead and let Patricia Shipp take it, and let's see what the Hollywood 401 is for this week.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Pat Schiff from the National Enquirer, and this week I'm bringing you dirty little secrets about some celebrities. You're going to be shocked at some of their dirty, filthy habits. Now, let's start with Snooki from Jersey Shore. You know, her real name is Nicole. So anyway, she dropped a bombshell telling people that she's only 25 years old, but she says she uses clean kitty litter to exfoliate her skin. And under quote, she said, "I don't like to spend a lot of money on, like, spa treatments," unquote. So she just, you know, she just uses, you know, clean kitty litter to scrub her face to get all the extra dead skin cells off of her face. So I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's what she said she does. And actually, she looks good, so maybe it's a good thing. Jessica Simpson. Jessica has one of the brightest smiles in Hollywood, but admits she doesn't like brushing her teeth because it makes them feel too slippery. In lieu of regular brushing, Jessica, 32 now, says that she sometimes opts to take a shortcut by simply rubbing the tartar from her teeth with a shirt. Ugh. And in quote, she said, "I know it's gross," unquote, but at least she's honest, I guess. That's a good thing. Dirty teeth, but honest about her dirty teeth. Now, Matthew McConaughey, Joan Rivers, and Bradley Cooper. They might seem like an unlikely duo, but they all have one thing in common. They don't use deodorant. I know, isn't that something? I don't know how they can do it, especially in the summertime. But the Silver Linings Playbook star Bradley, he's 38 years old now, revealed in an interview, "Yeah, I don't use deodorant really anymore." Not to be outdone, though, Magic Mike hunk Matthew, who's 43, he doesn't look 43, says he hasn't worn it in more than 20 years. And acid tongue comedian Joan Rivers has an interesting remedy for her armpit odor. "I always spray my costumes with vodka and water." Now, she's 80 years old, so she probably doesn't sweat that more anymore. It's an old Broadway trick. Two-thirds water, one-third vodka. Spray your armpits, and you'll never smell again. That's a little tidbit from somebody who's been around a while. And now let's get on to Anderson Cooper. CNN anchor Anderson, he's 46. He doesn't look 46 either, does he? May have one of the most squeaky clean images in broadcasting, but he could also win the prize for the filthiest britches. Anderson says, and I quote, "Sometimes I've washed my jeans, so the times I've washed my jeans maybe twice in 6 months," Anderson admitted, unquote. "The times I've done it, I've worn them and walked into my shower with them and put soap on them and then air dried them. Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?" That's a close quote from him. Maybe you should ask his mom, famed designer Gloria Vanderbilt, for some tips. Now, that's kind of twice in 6 months. I wonder what's on those jeans by the time he hits the shower. And one last person, Megan Fox. Now, does she look like she would do something yucky like the rest of these guys? Well, she kind of did. The Transformer knockout Megan is one of the most glamorous women in Tinseltown, but she's also an admitted slob. She admitted, in quotes, "I'm horrible to live with," says the 27-year-old actress who shares space with her husband of 3 years, former Beverly Hills 90210 star Brian Austin Green. "But I don't ever clean. My clothes end up everywhere. I take them off. I forget to flush the toilet," unquote. Well, at least she's easy on the eyes to look at. So maybe that's why she's married to such a hot guy, because he can overlook all of her dirty little habits. So that's what we have for this week, you guys. Pick up the Enquirer. Also, keep in mind, the Enquirer was the one that broke the Paula Deen story on the racist confessions. And if you're not aware, she's lost a lot of endorsements. Target, Walmart, QVC, not to mention, you know, she won't be on the Food Network anymore. But my prediction is, like all the other scandals in Hollywood, people in this country forgive and forget. I would assume, or I'm going to predict, that Paula Deen will be back on TV this time next year. So we might miss her this summer for some barbecue tips, but I bet you she'll be back. And she apologized, and she's getting a lot of support. A lot of people are still angry, but you know how we do. She'll be back. All right, that's me, Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. Pick it up and enjoy, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Wow, she always has that good gossip, doesn't she, guys? All right, well, this is Easy Way Broadcasting. Hope you enjoyed this week's segment of Hollywood 411 by Patricia Shipp. And so I wanted to talk to you guys as well about the awesome show that's coming up on July 5th. It's called The Rise Up Experience by St. Tone. And it's a really great show. I really suggest you guys come down. It's going to be in the Westminster area. And it's a high-energy, self-empowering, positive pop rock concert. July 5th on Friday at the Rose Center Theater in Westminster, California. You can get tickets by going to rosecentertheater.com. And they're also going to be filming the entire show as part of the St. Tone Rock documentary reality show that they're presenting to the OWN Network, and I've heard really good things about that. Here's the lineup. The lineup is 6:30 to 7:30. The doors open. It's red carpet. Then there will be a bar set up, beer and wine, and in the lobby, and the logo banner, red carpet, photos, interviews, all that fun stuff. 7 o'clock to 7:15 p.m., they have one to two songs performed in the lobby, Santa Barbara rapper C. Rush. 7:30, Kat Nori, pop cover band. 8 p.m., Cliff Yates, comedian. So there's going to be a comedy session. 8:30 p.m. intermission, Frisk Angels fashion show in the lobby. So there's a fashion show. Sean Williams, the voice of Vegas, is going to be performing Phantom of the Opera. And 9 o'clock, Alyssa Sood with Manifesto and David Campbell. 9:15, St. Tone performs the Rise Up Experience show with guest appearances by actor, musician Kiko Ellsworth and myself, Eric Zilli, the Hollywood It Guy. The meet and greets, lobby interviews, and everybody that comes is going to get a goodie bag. And everyone that attends is going to really like it. I heard that there's going to be a lot of cool media there. And I heard there's going to be some great people to meet and network and just a really cool performance. And anybody wants to see me do my thing, come on, support. And St. Tone Band is a really cool band. You can go to St. Tone on Facebook, like their fans page, check them out. And they perform for the Obama inauguration and, you know, many festivals and charities and prisons, and it's crazy. They're cool. So that's that, St. Tone. Make sure you come some support it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to go ahead and pop on a song called Burning Sun, giving a little bit of idea of what they sound like. And let me know what you guys think. We'll be right back.
up, cause we all that different. Since the beginning is risen, and that should be our mission.
All right, guys, that was Saint Tone, Burning Sun. This next song is called Mama Said by Saint Tone as well. And I want to play this song because I really want you guys to hear the lyrics. And I believe this was the song that was performed at the Obama inauguration. And this is also, it's just a really empowering song. So I want you guys to tweet us, too. Let us know what you think. Every time you hear something on our show, please tweet us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or our Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. Like the page. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on this week, what has gone on, and what's happening for next week and who our guest is going to be and all that fun stuff. So we'll be right back.
Mama said we can always find a way. Mama said we can always work it out. If you want to, Mama said we can always find a way. Break out of worn out ways and find a compromise. Let go of ego and pride. Rock your body, that solution soon arrives. One more seek to find. Mama said we can always work it out if we want to, and Mama said we can always find a way if we choose to, and Mama said we can always work it out if we want to. Did you want to? Break out on worn out ways that isolate with pride. Embrace a choice to harmonize. Win-win will find its way to collaborate. Two creations now one.
Don't rush to fail, succeed at a gate of time. That's controlled by your hands. Be an individual, create your own plan. See, mama knows best, papa seen it all before. Granny just prayed as I stayed in trouble. And now I stay humble, lead out of tussles. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. Put down my fist.
Rain, rain, yeah, rain. It's something that I share with sunny days. So pray, pray, yeah, pray. The perfect resolution's on its way. On its way. On its way. We can always work it out. Mama said we can always. Mama said we can always find a way. Find a way. Find a way, find a way, find a way. Mama said,
Mama said,
Mama said,
Mama said,
Mama said.
All right, guys, that was Mama Said by Saint Tone. Saint Tone, Mama Said, awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about Step to the Mic. Step to the Mic is the new hot show, which is coming to cable television on channel 41 and channel 32, and is going to be related and linked to a lot of people. A lot of people. My man Ernie Singleton's going to be involved, which is the former president of MCA Records. My partner, Gregory Smith, who was one of the top people in the showcase businesses. He's an amazing music producer. He's hot. We also work, you know, I mean, you guys know who we're around. So obviously this is going to be an awesome show. It's going to be kind of like an American Idol for the streets. And it's got a showcase segment to it, in the booth segment, behind the scenes, and music videos. People will actually be able to submit their music videos all over the world. And if they have talent, they think they got some hot stuff, they'll be able to submit to the show, talk to us, talk to our programming staff and our program directors and figure out everything, and you're going to be able to see yourself on television. We also have a social media touch, a social media campaign that's attached to this show. We're going to be shooting tomorrow, and we're going to be shooting on July 6th. So if you guys are interested in getting involved and step to the mic and being on cable television, and you are an artist and you got those skills and you got some stuff you want to submit, you can email EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. And we would love to get your stuff. Remember, you can always follow me at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on Twitter. You can like my fans page at Hollywood It Guy or Eric Zuley Fans. And Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you guys. And anybody who wants to get to be on Easy Way Broadcasting, we're always accepting submissions. Email the easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter. Just, you know, you can connect with us. Everybody can connect. We're always accessible. And we are going to be relating and helping a lot of people interact with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we had a blast, man. We had a blast at the Staples Center and Ernie Singleton's event. I connected with some of the biggest people in music. They're in my database, they're in my phone, and I told them about Step to the Mic. I told them about what we're doing. I told them about Easy Way Broadcasting, and everybody is in. They want to do it the easy way. So trust me, guys, you definitely want to be a part of this movement. You can join the group on Facebook, Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, and meet some great people. And we're keeping it moving. It's going to be hot. Step to the Mic is going to be the next hottest show, I'm telling you. It's everything that you guys have seen with the Easy Way, that you see on YouTube, that you see on the blogs, that you see everything that we're doing, a lot of people, all those people are going to come. I can't say for sure, but I know that I can say that a lot of people are my friends, and I can say that a lot of people are interacting with what we want to do. And a lot of people want to get social media help and advice and things like that, and that's what we specialize in. Oh, and also, stay tuned, because Easy Way Promotions is coming out real soon here, guys. EasyWayPromotions.com. It's going to be a hot, hot site and really tell you all the things that we do with social media, blogging, podcast, radio. And we work with a couple magazines. In fact, one of our in-house magazines is Rock Viz, T-H-I-Z, Rock Viz Magazine. And they are hot, and they're getting hotter. And we have a 104-page magazine coming out in July, which I'm the cover of. They're calling me like the next digital Dick Clark. I don't know. But, I appreciate all you guys for supporting and supporting the Easy Way Movement. We're nothing without you guys. Please pick up that issue. Please, when you hear this issue come out, you're going to be able to go to a site, you're going to be able to get your issue, it'll be shipped to you, the hard copy will be shipped right to your house, and I'm telling you, man, we got Ernie Singleton in this magazine, we got Lunell, we got Larry Namer, we got the Ochoa Boys, which is a Disney group, and Ryan Ochoa from Pair of Kings on Disney, we got Kate Mesta in this magazine, we got former VP of Wells Fargo in this magazine. We got so many people that are supporting the Easy Way Movement and have their own stories. And I mean, it's really, really a great magazine. This is an entertainment magazine. It's all around. It's entertainment, music, business, fashion. It's hot. Now, speaking of fashion, we got 5 minutes left of the show. I really want to talk about Kate Mesta. Okay, guys, katemesta.com, Kate Mesta, we're now officially part of the Kate Mesta team. Kate Mesta is a jewelry company that does dog tags and cuffs, and now they will be doing apparel clothing pretty soon. And they are the next biggest Ed Hardy type of brand hitting hard. They're going to hit really hard in September. Mark my words when I say this. I've been in the situations. I've seen it. You guys will be able to see a lot of the stuff on my blogs, on HollywoodHitGuy.com, EricZuley.com. You'll be able to see some stuff on the show. We're going to do special segments. We're going to be bringing them into the studio. And there are so many people that want to get down with Kate Messer. There's so many celebrity jewelry lines. Ellen DeGeneres is wearing this stuff right now. Boo Boo Stewart has a line with them. Justin Bieber, they have pictures with Justin Bieber. They have Selena Gomez wearing this stuff. They have special things they're doing with Dancing with the Stars. They're doing the official Dancing with the Stars line. They already have. I've seen it. I've seen all of this. They have stuff going on with Paramount and Hard Rock International, and it's just so big. It's huge, and they're going to be doing my line too. So any of my Easy Way fans that want to rock some Easy Way wear, you're going to be able to get the Easy Way wear dog tags by Kate Messer. It's coming real, real soon. The Easy Way hats, the fedora hats. And we also want to shout out to Love All Humans, because we all love all humans. Check out loveallhumans.com. We appreciate their support and what they're doing. They got a movie they got coming up here real soon. We want to shout out to Ernie Singleton with Singleton Entertainment and Lynn Jetter and Associates for doing such a wonderful event and showing us love and support. Steve Lobel. For giving us love at the event, and congratulations on your honor, my man. We're going to be talking to Steve about some stuff with this show with Step to the Mic. He does some of the biggest showcases. And, you know, we're just doing it the easy way, guys, so we're just having a blast. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And so next week, and it's definitely going to happen, but I don't know if it's going to be next week, but I think, and I don't want to say for sure, but I think we may have Sean McNabb from Sons of Anarchy. Get ready, guys. We're doing it the easy way. It's going to be hot. Sean McNabb is going to come on, do it the easy way. We're going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully, it's going to be next week. We'll see. Hope you guys enjoyed the segments, and I hope you guys enjoyed our guest, the co-founder of Ripplin, Jonathan Budd, and we're having a blast. So make sure you tune in tomorrow to Shane Sparks' show, Planet Dance. Every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and he talks about all the behind the scenes of the dance world. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up, guys, so we're going to go ahead and pop on my theme song, because we do it the easy way. Shout out to Young Mac for making the theme song hot as it is, and make sure you tune in next week, guys, because we can do it the easy way every week, and follow me on the group on Facebook, Twitter, follow Movement. Love you guys. But didn't work, so I didn't want to let a pause go on the show. But all right, guys, theeasyshow.com. That's another thing I want you to really keep checking out. We have a cool episode of everything that went down at Singleton Entertainment's event, Toast to Urban Music Executives, and you'll be able to see everything for yourself. So every time we're doing our stuff, we're always putting it on the show and the episodes and stuff. So we'll catch you guys next week. Love ya.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.